The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Exciting week beginning
on My Cool Inventions with John Cremins, because ACOS has gone to, where do you go, to Africa? All the Africans are in Washington, so he's gone to Africa to sell all of his stuff, right?
He's at QVC UK, as a matter of fact, in London.
QVC UK, A, yeah. B, C, D, E, F, G,
yes.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
You know what he's doing? He's doing that foldable, collapsible ottoman storage device that he created.
Really?
Yeah, this is like the third time. QVC never offers anybody a second today special on the same thing.
Really?
They've now done it three times.
This is, must be doing well.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's amazing what's happening over there.
All right, so what's amazing here is that we have another week of people to challenge one another to see who the winner of the week is going to be and who's going to participate in Dream Big America, the big contest every Friday where three inventors, three entrepreneurs, three people with big ideas have the ability to challenge you to figure out what it is that they're doing and see who you want to support. The DreamBigAmerica.us website is active right now, still taking votes. You can find out who the participants were if you didn't hear the program last Friday.
Find out.
If you're an entrepreneur, if you're somebody who's trying to start a business, these people deserve your support. They're going to support you when you try to get our attention to find out who's going to be getting all of the prizes at the end of the month. We have a big, at the end of the month, we put all the competitors. It's really kind of cool how this works. Every day, we have new inventors on the air to tell their story. We figure out, and then you figure out, by voting thumbs up or thumbs down to the number we'll give you later on, because we're going to meet another inventor named Norma Haygood today, with an important sort of medical, I think this is a medical, not device necessarily, but a way for relieving fever. That'll have, I think, probably strong implications on many of us who from time to time get sick, get a fever. So we'll figure that out in a few minutes. And then Norma will go up against the other competitors this week. There's a guy named Craig Jackson coming on tomorrow, and Steve Wayne's on Wednesday, and Deborah Holland is on Thursday. All of them presenting their ideas on MyCoolInventions.com. And then you vote by texting thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. You dial the number we'll give you later in this hour to vote for whether you think this is a good idea or not a good idea, or you can vote at MyCoolInventions.com. And then at the end of the week, the person with the highest approval rating gets to go on the Dream Big America contest a week from the following Friday to compete with others and find out how it is that you perceive this product. Is it well-perceived, well-thought-out, good pitch, good idea? And then the winners get the thousands of dollars at the end of the month, thousands of dollars of promotional help and support from various advertisers that we have connected to Dream Big America. Is that clear? Do I make it?
Yeah, very much so.
Complicated, or is it clear?
No, it's easy.
Now, one of the things that we talk about also here are things going on in the world of business and money and finance. I thought it was, are you a church-going guy? Do you go to church on
Absolutely.
Weekends? Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll find this perhaps interesting as the growth of some of the huge, these mega churches around our country has started to get government. I know we all love this. The government is looking into the amount of money that these mega churches are taking in. The financial transparency that's necessary. They're worried about guys like this Joel Osteen and his wife who bring in millions and millions. And now, this happens about once every 10 years. I remember a guy in Dallas whose picture still is in my head. Don't remember his name, but he was on billboards everywhere. You drive across the country, you see this guy's name. And so he would ask for donations for his church, John, in order to keep the ministry going. Send a prayer. We'll pray for you. And send us a check to keep this ministry going. Okay, so investigators found in the dumpster behind this guy's office all of the prayers that came in the envelopes. The checks were taken out. The prayers in the envelopes were thrown into the dumpster.
Oh.
And so with that came an investigation of this guy who was basically run out of town on a rail. But then, you know, so then these big churches and the... I mean, I remember as a kid in the broadcast business when I was learning the ropes, I would be on Sunday morning playing all of these tapes.
I did that too.
Right, yeah, we all did that.
Right,
so there'd be a half hour of the Hour of Power or some other innocuous thing, and some minister named Fred Gleason, whatever his name is, he'd go on the air and he'd say, this is the Hour of Power, and we're going to give you a message from God, and then you can help keep this ministry going forever and ever. All right, so there was a husband, wife, and son that had some show, and they were buying time around the country on radio stations, and they were getting donations hand over fist. Whatever this guy's message was, it was making it home. And so he had 30 years of these programs taped. The guy croaks, and for 11 years after he's dead, nobody knows he's dead, they keep playing these tapes every Sunday. By the time they're getting $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 a week,
really,
donations for this husband. Well, the husband's dead. The wife and the kid are living on this money. There's no other ministry. It's not a ministry. Well, I suppose it is a ministry, but what it was, this guy would go into the studio. He had a great way about him. We've all known orators. We've all known really good preachers. We've known people who are of the cloth, who are really great at getting the message across. So he'd go into the studio, he'd record these things, everybody get excited, and they'd all send in their money. Come to find out, the guy was dead for 11 years. Finally, somebody figured this out, and that all the money, and but there was nothing really illegal about
it. Did he record that many sermons and that many shows that he could actually play it for 11 years and nobody would realize that they were playing reruns?
Right. Yeah, he'd been doing
it. Hey, John, this is producer Rich.
Yes, Rich.
We will be playing this show for 10 years after Doug is dead. Maybe 20. I got lots and lots.
Lots of stuff. Yeah, it's going to go on for
lots.
Lots and lots of
from the Doug Steffen archive.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, I think that...
It'll be like Weekend at Bernie's.
Great. Nice. Oh, that's not
so
good.
These churches are now the membership. They've become big nonprofit corporations, and so the members want to know what's going on with the money. They have full time CFOs. They have credit lines for expansion projects.
Some of these bigger churches, right?
Oh yeah, huge amounts of money. And so whether the government dares get involved in this or not, here's a story of, Northland Church, a big church, 12,000 members in Longwood, Florida. The money, this guy says, Tim Tracy, is the executive director of operations. Not even a minister, he's a businessman.
Wow.
Who says to the local newspaper, the money that supports the church comes from the congregation, so they need to be informed. It's not the leader's money. It's God's money. And the church, which is headed by a pastor named Joel Hunter, publishes a weekly stewardship report on the details of its finances, pie charts showing how tithing is being utilized. You cannot belong to this church. You cannot belong to this church unless you pledge 10% of your earnings. That's the way you get in and get close to God, according to them. Let's see here. The Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability is now a new group which holds churches to standards, stringent standards of accounting and transparency, because there's been so much of a problem and people were getting turned off. Remember when Jim Baker, that faker Jim Baker, went down the tubes? Remember
or, the other two.
Jimmy Sammy Swaggart.
Swagger too, yeah.
Yeah.
What about the guy that had the Crystal Cathedral?
Robert
Schuller. I would watch that on Sundays every once in a while.
I went to that church.
And you know what?
Magnificent.
I thought he had a great oratory skill.
Yeah, he did.
And he was like your grandfather talking to you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
There was something about, you know, you look at some of these very charismatic church leaders.
Yeah.
And, you know, how they were able to...
They're the same as politicians, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the same as people on the radio, I suppose, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, I mean, to a point, but I mean, you're hoping that they're using their oratory skills for good, right?
Well, that's the idea. That's how they sucker people in. Yeah. Here's the story of the Willow Creek Community Church. 21,000 regular weekend worshipers. They got $45 million in contributions last year. How do you like that? In Kansas, the First Family Church, 5,000 members. They take in about, that can't be $37 million. That can't be. Huh? I think that with a 5,000, unless they're really doing something, they got to be good to be doing that kind of business.
That's a lot.
That people need to be thinking about.
But you want the federal government?
Churches, where the money goes?
Yeah, but do you really want the federal government involved?
No, because they'll do the same thing with the money. They're doing the same thing with your money now.
Yeah,
look around.
I don't want them involved in a whole lot of things. No. I mean, at least my Sunday mornings, right?
Yeah, but you see, what needs to happen is people need to be aware. That's the only reason I give you all that information to think about. Where your money is going. 18 after the hour, my cool inventions on the radio.
Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first 24-hour prescription-strength nasal allergy spray available over-the-counter, has a few facts for allergy sufferers. Fact 1. Your symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2. Antihistamines target only one chemical response. And Fact 3. Nasacort stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion. You've got the facts. Now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you could double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make homes happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring's the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now 23 after the hour, as we continue with my cool inventions. They aren't really, they're not my inventions. John, they're not your inventions. We should have a different name. This should be your cool inventions.
They're cool inventions.
And then they become ACOS's cool inventions.
That's nuts.
All right, let's get to the All bottom right. of Norma Haywood. It's not Norma Jean. Let's find out. Norma Haygood.
Haygood.
Haygood, right.
Yeah.
Norma, is your middle name Jean?
No, but I've been called that my whole life, and it's
Norman
hey, good.
Yeah, well, if you're as attractive as Marilyn Monroe, then you're all set.
not even close.
Oh, yes, you are. I can tell you're a beautiful woman inside and out. And that's why
you haven't seen my picture yet.
I haven't seen your sister yet.
No, you haven't seen my picture yet.
Oh. No, it doesn't have to do with just physical looks. It has to do with how good you are, and I can tell by your voice.
Do you want me to help you get Dee out of this hole?
Yeah, get me out of here.
Yes, John, please take over. Will you please? Get me out of this hole.
So, Norma, tell us a little bit about this invention of yours called the fever reliever. You know, I'm looking at it on the website, and I can see that it's something that you can put over the forehead, and it kind of wraps around your head, right?
Yes, it does. It wraps around your head and really helps a child with a high fever. So children get fevers just seemingly out of nowhere. They're playing 1 minute, and they're laying on the couch still as a rock, and you go and feel their head, and they're just burning up. So I was a nanny for 28 years, and I'm retired now, and I have 4 grandkids. And I always use a wet washcloth. Which worked for about really 5 minutes or so. So I decided I needed something that lasted longer and that didn't slide off and that didn't get them wet. So I searched high and low for the right fabric and finally found a stretchy cotton terry fabric that was really, really soft. And I made a headband out of it, an extra long headband with Velcro closure. And then I put a slit in the back, and I designed my own cold packs to go into it so that they freeze, but they are still flexible.
Okay.
So you insert those so that they fall on the head, whichever place you want on the head, because they slide around, you know, if you push them. But mine, I like to place one so that it hits the forehead, and the other one hits the back of the neck. So that really seems to soothe a child that, you know, is feeling kind of crummy. And it gives you time to go and get the Tylenol or whatever, so you know, it takes 20 minutes to kick in. So, and the coolness lasts about 20 to 30 minutes. So it really works well. And one day, I had one of my horrible headaches, and I don't know how, I never thought of it before, but I got the fever reliever out of the freezer and used it on my headache. It was heaven.
Really?
It was awesome because my headaches are in the back of the neck, and then they go all the way to the front of the forehead. They're kind of miserable. I've had them my whole life, but I put this thing on, and it was heaven. And so I just decided to make it a sister, a companion to fever reliever, but I'm going to call it headache helper.
So Norma, you've gotten this patented, right?
Yes, I have. It's
you know, it sounds like such a simple, a very unique, you know, invention, and something that, you know, heck, you'd think a lot of people came up with, but you're the only one that actually got it patented.
Right. Well, I've actually gone to stores in, of course, Amazon, which has everything, and they don't have anything like
this. Wow. All right, so hold on for a second, Norma Jean. Hold on for a second. Norma Haygood is with us. She got a great idea to relieve the fever, and it's been practiced by the best of all persons to practice her. 28 past the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Factory Man is the latest book by author Beth Macy. It's a fascinating look at how John Bassett, a shrewd and determined third-generation factory man, used grit, tenacity, and will to compete against China and ultimately save his family's furniture company.
So Factory Man is a book about globalization, but it's about so much more than that. It's the story of John Bassett, who is this prickly protagonist, sort of an outlier in his industry, who took on his industry, the retailers, and China in a court of international trade, and he won his case, all designed to keep his 700 factory workers in Galax, Virginia, employed. So it's a hero story, but he's a complicated hero. And I first heard about him, I'm a longtime newspaper reporter for the Roanoke Times in Virginia, and I write a lot about families and outsiders and underdogs. I tend to do a lot of stories about poverty. And a furniture store owner, who's a friend of mine and a neighbor, actually said, well, did you know there was this guy in Galax, Virginia, named John Bassett III? And he told me the whole story then. You know, I took him out to breakfast. He sort of gave me a two-hour lecture on economics. And, you know, he said, there's this guy. And he took on China in Court of International Trade to keep his factory going. And furthermore, he says things like, the bleeping Chinese communists aren't going to tell me how to make furniture. And so he's a 76-year-old patrician, multimillionaire, who doesn't have to work a day in his life. And he has gone through this relentless battle to keep these workers employed. And I knew there was a great story, and I had to go meet him as soon as I heard about him.
That's Beth Macy on her new book, Factory Man. There's more on
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The theme for My Cool Inventions. I'm Doug Steffen along with John Cremins, who's the doctor of shopology, veteran of HSN and QVC, ABCDEFG. I keep doing that, and once in a while people are like, oh, that's kind of funny. So the focus of this hour of the program is you, if you're an inventor, if you have great ideas, if you're an entrepreneur. Remember the story of the Kickstarter project to create a batch of potato salad? Remember that Kickstarter we talked about a month or so ago?
Yep.
This guy was looking for like $1,000. Was it $10, Richie?
He was looking for $10.
$10.
To make potato salad.
Right. He ended up getting $55,492, which is, if Richie's number is right, $55,482 more than the goal. Zach Danger Brown of Columbus has promised to fulfill all of the Kickstarter rewards and stretch his goals. I mean, think about this for just a second. How these things can work. The reason I bring it up here is because he had an idea. To many, it seems silly, but he thought it out well, and he presented it on a crowdfunding site. Kickstarter is one of there's Indiegogo, there are a number of them now around.
Yeah.
Where you can invest your money and get usually something back that equals the value of whatever money you're putting into it. And then you watch somebody as the company grows. And this is something, there are all kinds of pictures around. Now, this guy making potato salad. There's video proof of him saying the names of backers while he's making the potato salad. So he has put the funds toward a free potato stock campaign. He's going to have a big, you know, like Woodstock, this is potato stock. Big party in Columbus. And then he's going to take most of the money and give it to some civic foundation.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, right?
Helping alleviate hunger in Columbus. Yeah, it's great. I think it's just. But I bring it up because it shows the power of what crowdfunding can do. Not all of them work well. I had a crowdfund for my farm, and it didn't work well. And then I found out after the fact that farm crowdfunds don't usually work very well. Okay, so I found out after. At least I learned how to do a crowdfunding, and it was that sort of thing that has given me the opportunity to tell a lot of people, help a lot of people in a way that is unique, to fund their operation. And if you're successful here on My Cool Inventions, there's an Inventors Fund available to you as well, which you can check out at My Cool Inventions. What's the other website?
MyInventFund.com.
MyInventFund.com. All right. So we're with Norma Haygood. Let's go back, John, and figure out what we can do to help this lady.
All right.
She sounds like she's worked hard at this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Norma, you know, I look at the website, I see what you've got there. Now, you have some that have, it looks like little decals on them, right?
Yes, it's an iron-on applique that you can or you don't have to put it on with the iron, but most kids like something cute on there. So if you want to personalize it, you can go to Joann Fabrics and get Spider-Man or a butterfly or princess or whatever you want.
So it's to make them feel comfortable wearing it, right? Especially for a younger child. Now, you have gel packs. Now, you said you designed the gel packs that went into this?
I did, because some gel packs are just too full of volume, and they get hard, and, you know, it's not comfortable on the head or the back of the neck at all. So I had a certain amount of volume put in, and I designed it so that it bends. It's very flexible. It has a flexibility like nothing else does, and so it fits very comfortably, and it stays nice and cold without freezing you.
All right. Yeah, I like the way this looks. Well, here's what we're going to do, Norma. I want you to pitch your invention. You'll have a minute to do it. You'll hear some music, and then there's going to be a guy that will say, well, let's hear it, and that'll be your clue to pitch it for a minute, okay? And then we'll see how that goes, and we'll allow everyone out there listening to our show right now, in their car, the truck, wherever they are, maybe at work, to text to the number 22333 on their smartphone. You can put thumbs up or thumbs down, or you can go to our website at mycoolinventions.com and vote there by clicking on the vote tab. So, Norma, if you're ready, we're going to go ahead and play the music.
Okay. You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hi, my name is Norma Haygood. I'm the inventor of Fever Reliever and its companion, Headache Helper. Fever Reliever is for children. It looks like a headband, but it's more comfortable in that it has Velcro closure so that you can wrap it around your head and it will fit comfortably. Headache Helper is the same, except it's a little longer for adults. Headache Helper and Fever Reliever are made of very soft fabric, and it has a little stretch to it. It also comes with two flexible cold packs, one that comes all the way across the front of your head and one that goes in the back of the neck where most headaches are painful. Headache Helper and Fever Reliever can be found on feverreliever.com. What I am looking for is to sell to a distributor, to get it into stores, to get it into hospitals in a disposable...
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
All right. Now get ready to vote. Vote on your smartphone, 22333. You can text and put in your text, thumbs up or thumbs down, or go to our website. Already it looks like we're a little active there. We have people voting already, Doug.
Yeah, that's a good sign. I wondered, Norma, whether this was something that was age-specific. In other words, would this work more in certain age groups than others work
better?
Well,
probably. You wouldn't probably want it on a small infant, but I would say anywhere from 2 years old to 84 years old. It'll fit everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right. And again, how successful have you been with it to this point? I know you were talking about it being on Amazon, or you'd contacted Amazon as some other outfits like
that. No,
you want to sell it.
Right. I actually want to license it to a company that makes like products, or get a distributor. I am manufacturer ready.
What does it mean, like products? What would you consider to be a like product?
Well, like products are just pretty much regular pads, cold packs, and they're kind of large, and they come with a sleeve, and you have to hold them in place as opposed to being able to walk around with this if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I like the idea. Yeah. Well, what do you charge for these? What are they running right now?
Well, the profit margin's going to be pretty good because they'll wholesale for $5 and they can sell for $10.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Very affordable. If you get headaches or fever for your kid, you want one in your freezer ready to go.
So if you sell it for $5, how much money do you make?
I will make approximately $4 on it.
All right. So, you know, you really honestly, I mean, I think the price of like $9.95 would be great on this. You might want to do it in a two-pack, though. Maybe do it as a two-pack.
But wait!
Two of these.
You really could.
You could sell two of these. Your profit margin, if it's really only costing you, what, $1?
If she's doing it herself.
To produce it, and you do this in quantity, I mean, it's a huge profit margin.
I hope so. I hope it takes off really well.
We try to get like the average order price. So let's say if an infomercial or a short form infomercial was just 2 minutes, or a long form which is 28.3. If we were to do something like that, I would say a dual price point, because you want the price point higher. $9.95 on anything like that would be a little tough, but I really see you being able to sell these as a two pack and making some good change on this.
I would be open to just about any suggestion in the world.
Okay. All right. So the site for you again, Norma, what's the website where people go to look this over?
FeverReliever.com.
Okay, that's very clever. Yeah. FeverReliever.com. All right, good luck, Norma.
Thank you so much, guys.
Yep, take good care. Where is it trending now? Michael invention voting there.
She's going up. Right now it looks like 80%, I think, mm-hmm. The last time I looked. I have to turn my head. My largest monitor is behind me.
Yeah, that's very handy.
Sorry about that.
Who built that studio?
Well, my other monitor has a huge clock on it. So
it's I see. You can't get lost there. I know, that's the thing. I have four computers around me, and I got to turn my head to one side or the other. Remember to keep turning my head around to keep my eye on this, that, or the other thing. So if you like Norma's idea, what a sweet lady, and what a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or you can call 888-877-0490 to thumbs up or thumbs down Norma, or you can go to mycoolinventions.com. It's easy to figure out how to vote there at mycoolinventions.com. Tomorrow we'll have Craig Jackson here, who has something called the Tiger Tiller. My mind's going wild imagining what the heck that's all about.
I think it looks like a gardening apparatus. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. All kinds of things on people's minds. Help yourself, by the way. Our competitor last week who won was Maria Ruvio. She had Zabalate, and she got 100%, right? Thumbs up, 100%.
Yeah.
All right, so that'll be good. She'll be one of the competitors this Friday on the My... there's so many... Like, hello.
Dream Big America.
Ding, 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 ding. Hold on, Doug. All right. New York
cowbell? I don't even have a cowbell on my studio.
This is for a lighter. This is for cows lighter on their feet. This is for a cow that's been around for a while. And this is for the cows, the bulls, after we do.
I know the drip now.
So the New York Times over the weekend has the editorial board last week came out in support of marijuana legalization. Now they're running ads for marijuana. Yesterday's New York Times had an ad, a national ad. As a matter of fact, this company in Seattle took out a full-page ad for Leafy.com, L-E-A-F-L-Y, Leafy.com. Leafly, or Leafly, however you want to pronounce it. This is a website that helps users select marijuana dispensaries and specific strains. The ad plays up the use of medical marijuana, depicting a woman jogging with a caption, quote, "While fighting cancer, Molly preferred a cannabis." Perhaps as a counterbalance, the Times did run an ad for a group opposed to marijuana legalization as well.
Well, I thought the government had told you where you could actually, like alcohol or tobacco, how to advertise. So I'm surprised that they're allowing the New York Times, which I don't believe New York has. Do they have medical use marijuana?
I don't think they have any in New York, no, at all. I know we in Massachusetts do. And there are 20 locations around the state. The town where I live happen to be one of the places where they'll have dispensaries. And some people have come to me because I have my farm here and suggested that I grow the pot on my farm. I'm not sure how I think about it. It's, you know what? It's going to be something people are going to do. I don't have it. I've said all along I want to legalize all drugs to get the all of the career criminals out of it. And to have, if there's going to be something made on it, the government ought to make it to help some of the...
So like going from one expenses. Criminal to another.
Yeah, that was John who said that, folks. John Cremens, C-R-E-M-E-N-S.
Oh, no.
Cremens,
there we
Cremens,
go.
Cremens.
Great, wait. You know, I tried to help you out of your hole earlier. Now you're putting me in a deeper one.
Oh, I'm sorry. John, how can I help you get out of that hole? That's the question.
I don't know.
Let's help a lot of people. Speaking of that, if you're interested in becoming a candidate for scrutiny here on My Cool Inventions or on Dream Big America, just go to the website. There's a whole long process. I don't know if it's long. It's a thorough process of vetting people so that this is where they start. They have an invention. They're listening to us talk about this sort of thing and where people can go, how they can make money. Then all you have to do is find that spot at mycoolinventions.com or dreambigamerica.us to submit their idea, right?
Yeah, easily done. It's a one-page form. Yep. They give us as much information as possible on their invention, features, benefits. Definitely some pictures. I got to tell you, I can't believe some inventor that has created something doesn't have a picture of their invention.
Right. That's the whole business about the picture.
Yeah, you need
1,000
right?
words. Yeah, exactly. Yep. All right. So anyway, the idea here is to get as much cultivation as possible going, as many people thinking about the new ideas to stimulate growth of our economy. That's really what this is all about. So check it out either dreambigamerica.us or mycoolinventions.com.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe belts, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Nutella. In honor of the 50th anniversary of Nutella Hazelnut Spread, the brand is embarking on a food truck tour that will stop in select U.S. cities from now through October 2014. At each stop on the Nutella Spread the Happy truck tour, fans can taste complimentary samples of Nutella with a variety of food pairings while supplies last. Fans will also have an opportunity to show their love of Nutella on social media, play interactive games, and participate in Nutella-branded gear giveaways while supplies last. Eric Berger, Senior Brand Manager for Nutella at Ferrero USA.
We are celebrating celebrating the 50th anniversary of Nutella with the Nutella Spread the Happy Truck Tour. From now through October, the Nutella brand is touring cities across the U.S. to share the happiness that Nutella brings with each bite. We are thrilled to celebrate with our fans and give them an opportunity to sample the many ways in which Nutella can be enjoyed.
For more information, visit NutellaUSA.tumblr.com. I'm Wes Benter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini lines.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
An update on Ebola, the Americans who are being treated for it, and what is being done to stop it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Doctors with Atlanta's Emory University Hospital say the American doctor infected with Ebola is improving because he's being treated at one of the most advanced medical isolation facilities in the world. Dr. Kent Bradley contracted the deadly virus while working with an aid group in Liberia. He was flown to Atlanta this past Saturday and is being treated in a special isolation ward. Meanwhile, an American aid worker stricken with Ebola should be on her way back from Africa later today. Nancy Wrightbull contracted the virus while working to decontaminate people entering and leaving an Ebola isolation facility in Liberia. The 59-year-old mother of two grown sons is expected to arrive at Emory University Hospital tomorrow. Wrightbull and her husband have been serving with a missionary organization in Africa since last year. As for what's being done to fight this outbreak, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is sending health experts to West Africa to look into the outbreak of Ebola.
What our role is in public health is to make sure that if an American is coming home with an infectious disease, we protect others so that they don't spread it.
That's Dr. Tom Frieden, director of the CDC, who appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. He said they do know how to stop Ebola.
It's old-fashioned, plain and simple public health. Find the patients, make sure they get treated, find their contacts, track them, educate people, do infection control in hospitals.
Dr. Frieden said he understands concerns many people have about this outbreak possibly coming to the U.S. He also called Ebola a formidable enemy. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Attention homeowners, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I have some important information for you regarding the U.S. government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. We've told you about HARP in the past, and more than 3 million homeowners have already taken advantage of this money-saving program, but there are so many more of you who could be saving hundreds of dollars every month on your mortgage. And Quicken Loans is here to help you save your money. The home loan experts at Quicken Loans fully understand the HARP guidelines. If you weren't HARP eligible, in the past, new guidelines could mean that now you are. Give us a call and we'll give you a Quicken Loans mortgage review. It's simple and easy. And for 4 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com for a mortgage experience that's engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The markets finished last week with some losses. The Dow down 70 points on Friday to 16,493. S&P fell 6 points. NASDAQ lost 17. Tropical Storm Bertha pushing past the northern end of the Bahamas earlier today and could become a hurricane later today. Forecasters say the storm will pass midway between the East Coast and the island of Bermuda sometime tomorrow. As we explore business at the box office, we have a question.
If we don't protect the galaxy, who will?
And here's your answer. Guardians of the Galaxy, number one by a wide margin, bringing in $94 million in its debut weekend. And finally, from the world of golf, Akron, Ohio, the World Golf Championship Bridgestone Invitational featuring the world's best. After two rather mediocre rounds, Tiger Woods spoke to PGAtour.com and put his performance in perspective as he's still rounding into shape following back surgery earlier this year.
Everything's gone pretty good. You know, I've gotten a little bit better, and the good news is I'm still getting stronger.
But yesterday, another injury, Tiger wincing in pain after teeing off on the ninth hole, and he had to withdraw from the tournament right there. Another back problem as he's medically evaluated. His appearance at the final major of the year, this week's PGA Championship, is clearly in jeopardy. As for those who did finish the tournament, your winner, Rory McIlroy, erasing a three-shot deficit at the outset and beating Sergio Garcia by two shots. As it turned out, the third hole was a turning point. McIlroy birdied, Garcia a bogey. In fact, Sergio's drive on that third hole was a story in itself. Here's the way we think it may have sounded. Uh-oh, that one's way left. Four! Sergio's drive actually hit a woman's diamond ring. And yes, the ring was on her finger. She didn't appear hurt. She still had the ring, but the diamond itself had been knocked loose and was somewhere in the grass. Sergio gave her an autograph ball and asked that her name be forwarded to him later, and then he continued to play the hole. Minutes later, though, somebody did find that precious gem. And there you have your story of a diamond in the rough. Oh, thank you. Polite golf applause for that pitifully obvious pun. So good to be back. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. Very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.